Reynar Thule is no more,
Reynar said. He was squatting on his haunches in the heart of the Prime Chamber, high atop a circular dais where he would always be visible to the hundreds of insect attendants that followed wherever he went.
We are Yunu Thule.
How strange, then, that I still sense Reynar Thule's presence within yours, Luke said. Reynar Thule may be in hiding, but he is not gone. I feel that clearly.
We are surprised, Master Skywalker, that you cannot feel the difference between a ghost and a man. Reynar Thule vanished with the crash.
And then Yunu Thule was born?
The kind are not born, Master Skywalker. An egg drops. A chrysalis is spun.
You mean there was a metamorphosis? Leia asked. Along with Mara and Saba, she was sitting cross-legged with Luke on the dais floor. Han, of course, could not be talked into sitting. He was pacing the edge of the dais, keeping a wary eye on the attendants below and grumbling about the heat and mugginess and too sweet smell of the nest. Is that the story on the walls? Leia gestured at the colorful mosaics that decorated the interior of the Prime Chamber.
You are as observant as we recall, Princess,
Reynar said.
Others are not usually observant enough to perceive the Chronicle.
The Chronicle? Luke asked. Reynar pointed over Luke's shoulder, where a red streak arced down the dome ceiling to a white smear opposite the main entrance to the chamber.
A star wagon fell from the sky.
As Luke twisted around to look, he glimpsed the blocky hull of an overturned YV-888 light freighter, protruding above the rim of a still-smoking crater. Luke let his gaze slide to the next image and glimpsed Reynar kneeling over a wounded insect, his palms pressed to its cracked thorax.
No, Master Skywalker. Over there.
Reynar pointed to a pinkish blotch on the adjacent wall.
The kind do not order such things in the same way you others do.
When Luke turned his head, he saw a scorched figure lying in the bottom of the crash crater, surrounded by waiting insects.
Beside the star wagon, Yogoi found Reynar Thule, a scorched and dying thing. We climbed down to wait for the last note, so we could share his flesh among our larvae.
Reynar pointed across the room again, to another mosaic depicting the insects carrying him toward a small enclave of spires similar to those in the city outside.
But he touched us inside, and we were filled with the need to care for his body.
The next image showed Reynar's burned body in the bottom of a large six-sided basin, curled into a fetal position and tended by two human-sized insects.
We built a special cell, and we fed him and cleaned him like our own larvae.
Luke had to slide his glance past the following scene three times before he could be sure of what he was seeing. The mosaic showed only Reynar's face, surrounded by the walls of a much smaller cell, his neck craned back and his mouth gaping open to accept a meal from a nearby insect.
After a time, Reynar Thule was no more,